allegation is totally untrue, as my lawyer pointed out to the Sunday Times on Saturday.
Why are you on tape saying that you did?
I didn't say that on tape. What happened was I travelled with the person concerned in the company of two other people 5 days before his appearance before the committee in a train. During that conversation, I spoke very briefly to him about his forthcoming appearance in front of the committee, so I could explain to him that because of the business connection between us, which of course was properly declared and registered, I wouldn't take part in questioning him. I didn't want him to think that my silence indicated a lack of interest in what he was saying.
The quote is, I told him in advance what to say.
I did not do so. I did not coach John Smith, as the paper alleges. He's not a paying client, as the paper alleges. And like many business executives giving evidence to select committees, he actually sought advice from the public affairs company, which his company retains for that purpose.
Do you accept that you did tell the undercover reporters that you told him in advance what to say?
I've got nothing more to say on the subject at all, I'm afraid.
In terms of what happens now, should you resign from your position as chair of the committee until this is resolved?
No, I've made it clear that I'm referring myself to the Parliamentary Standards Committee because I want to have the matter thoroughly investigated by an independent body, but I'm absolutely confident that I've acted in accordance with the MP's Code of Conduct at all times.
Although, given that the question marks exist, and as you said, you want to fight to clear your name, there are many people who have suggested that perhaps you stepping down temporarily might be the sensible thing to do. You disagree?
Yes.
What do you make of the more general principle that's put forward by Paul Staines in the Times today? As you know, he blogs as Guido Fawkes, that select committee chairmen shouldn't have any sort of financial interest that overlaps with the field that their committee examines.
I think what select committee chairmen should do is concentrate on the reports that their committees are publishing. We published a very important report today, and that's what I agreed to come on the programme to talk about, and I'm happy to answer further questions about it.
Yes, although we did also explain to your people that we would discuss this, and they said that that you would be prepared to take questions on this, Mr. Yeo. So one final question before we let you go, if I may. It isn't the first time that you've had to deny that your extensive business interests, or allegations at least, that your extensive business interests do compromise your role as chair of this committee, is it? You had to say that in an interview last week, even before these allegations emerged.
I made clear in the House of Commons only last Tuesday that the views I take on issues relating to energy and climate change policy were formed 20 years ago.